This is Catherine Sarrazin, and this week on Let's Talk Art, we'll go to the Grand Palais to visit the Gauguin exhibition. Titled Gauguin l'Alchimiste, the exhibition focuses on his creative process and delves into his travels in faraway lands, which had a major influence on his art. The collection first takes us through his experimental work, and then shows us the more structured paintings that formed his particular style, especially with the multiple Polynesian scenes and portraits. But the exhibition reveals an artist who expressed himself through various media. Gauguin is well known for his paintings, but he also produced many drawings, carvings, engravings, and sculptures in wood and ceramic. The collection brings together more than 200 pieces, and many of the works exhibited come from various museums in Paris, Chicago, New York, Washington, Madrid, St. Petersburg, but also private collections. Paul Gauguin's upbringing was rather unusual at the time and had a great influence on his art. Born in 1848, Gauguin had to flee his native country with his family to find refuge in Peru, where his mother had relatives. His father died during the journey, but once settled there, Gauguin enjoyed a privileged childhood with his family up to the age of 6, when his idyllic tropical paradise ended up with the Peruvian civil conflicts of 1854. Paul returned to France with his mother and sister and was left in the care of his grandfather in Orléans, as his mother had to work as a dressmaker in Paris. Although Gauguin started painting early on in his free time, he actually started his career as a businessman. After his studies and a couple of years spent in the marine, Gauguin settled down in Paris and became a successful stockbroker until the stock market crashed in 1882. He then decided to pursue painting full-time. Following a few struggling years split between Paris and Copenhagen, where his wife had decided to settle down with their children, Gauguin found refuge in the artistic colony of Pont-Aven in Brittany in the summer of 1886 and started painting landscapes but also rural scenes as the paintings Four Breton Girls or Les Lavandières. Probably haunted by his first memory of Peruvian life, Gauguin traveled to Panama and Martinique, where he painted a few canvases of brightly colored outdoor figural scenes. Even though his time on the island was short, it surely was influential and productive. His paintings were exhibited in a gallery on his return to France and much admired by Vincent and Theo van Gogh, who, as an art dealer, acquired 3 paintings. Vincent and Paul became close friends, and at Theo's instigation, the two painters spent a couple of months in Arles, painting together in Vincent's yellow house. Their relationship quickly deteriorated, and Gauguin left Arles to return to Paris. Inspired by flattering reviews on Tahiti and a successful auction of his paintings, providing the funds for such travel, Gauguin set sail for the Polynesian island in 1891. There, he spent his first 3 months in the capital and then decided to set up his studio in a small community living in a native-style bamboo hut where he painted Tahitian lifestyle, such as the painting La Orana Maria. His most renowned paintings of vibrant colors and contrasts date from that period. After a short return in Paris in 1893, Gauguin took permanent residency in Tahiti in 1895. The artist took his inspiration from his many travels and from authentic landscapes and rural scenes of Brittany, Martinique, Arles, and French Polynesia. Known for his paintings of native women of Tahiti, Paul Gauguin also immortalized the portraits of those he was close to, including Vincent van Gogh. The exhibition on show until the 22nd of January takes us on his journey, travels, and possible quest of his lost idyllic tropical paradise. Stay tuned to English Waves.